From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been 8 years since reporters first uncovered a deadly environmental and health disaster in Libby, Montana. More than 200 people in the town have died from asbestos-related disease. The asbestos in Libby came from a vermiculite mine owned by W.R. Grace & Company. Now Grace has agreed to a record settlement to pay for cleanup costs, $250 million. It's the largest such payment in the history of the Superfund program. Andrew Schneider was the reporter who first broke the story in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me back.
And tell us, please, where this asbestos ended up in Libby.
Where did it end up? Almost every conceivable place. The exhaust from the mine, which was 6 miles away, put tons and tons of asbestos fibers over the town. You'd get out in the afternoon and be able to write your name in the windshield of the car. People brought back waste tailings and used it to build driveways. It was in the schoolyards, on the ball fields. And then, of course, it was in the product that they produced, a vermiculite-based insulation called zonalite. And it was in almost all of the homes, and that is heavily contaminated with asbestos fibers, so you couldn't really get away from it there.
Now, the EPA went into Libby very soon after your report ran and started working on cleanup. How much have they spent in the last 8 years on trying to clean up Libby, Montana?
I don't have the most current figures, Melissa, but the last time I looked at it, it was in excess of $100 million.
And you're still seeing reports. There was a report just a month or so ago about an elementary school in Libby. A wall was knocked down. Asbestos spilled out. The kids were picking it up and were exposed.
Yeah, the town is, it's just all over the town. It just is. And it's a shame because it's just a gorgeous town in a valley surrounded by beautiful Cabinet Mountains and the Kootenai River. And it's just filled with this material.
The Montana Senator Max Baucus has been calling for a whole lot more money to be spent on the cleanup. He says this $250 million settlement is a drop in the bucket, and he blames the EPA, too, for not being able to tell the people who live in Libby how clean is clean. Is he right about that, do you think?
I think he's right about that, but with all respect to the good senator, it's not due to a lack of effort on the part of the people in the field. The people that came out of the Denver office were about the most dedicated government types I've ever seen. For years, they fought not only their own agency, the U.S. Senate, and the White House, but every corporate effort that Grace could throw at them. And it was really interesting, Melissa, because when you ask them why they put so much of their life into this, they say that traditionally in cleaning up Superfund sites, they're always doing this on the assumption that people will die. So for the first time, they were actually cleaning up a site where people were dying all around them, people they'd gotten to know really well. So while Max may be correct that EPA isn't doing enough, the problem surely isn't with the guys in the field. It's with headquarters.
We've been talking about a civil settlement for the cleanup here. The company, W.R. Grace, also faces criminal charges at a trial that should be upcoming. What are the charges there?
The U.S. attorney in Montana filed 10-count criminal indictments against 7 current and former W.R. Grace officials who had knowledge or involvement in the operation of that mine. The charges included a variety of conspiracy charges, but also knowing endangerment, the idea that they actually knew that the workers and the community was at risk and concealed it from first the community and their workers and then the federal government. This charge alone brings a 15-year penalty, so you're talking about perhaps jail time, if found guilty on all, of 60 to 70 years. These are not minor violations.
Well, Andrew Schneider, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Investigative correspondent Andrew Schneider of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. His book about Libby, Montana is titled An Air That Kills.